That's what this show is. We're all American rejects. That's what we are here on the Q, home of the $1,000 payoff. Details coming soon to Q105. Partly sunny, windy today. Ugh. Some first day of spring, huh? Full details coming your way here shortly on the Q. 419-240-1055 to call or Q text us on the First Insurance Group text line if you want to play on the show. All right, ticket window, Susan. What do we have to give away this morning? Not the walleye tickets, the other one.
Nope. We have tickets to the Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Seagate Convention Center.
Home and Garden Show. You want a pair? Call the show right now. 419-240-1055. Basically, it's that simple. You call up. I chat with you for a few seconds, and then you're a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right, that's cool.
It's that easy. Call the show right now. Americans are drinking a daily cup of coffee at the highest level in 6 years. Now, does that mean like we're really tired or we need or what? I'm not sure what that means. Do we just absolutely love coffee? I don't know.
Starbucks, yeah.
You think? It's the highest level since 2012. But Starbucks were around in 2012.
But
so I don't know. I'm trying to.
Calorie fruity things they've got out now.
Yeah, the diabetes in a cup. Correct. Yeah, they got some new flavors going to be coming out soon. 64% of Americans age 18 and over said that they had a cup of coffee yesterday or will today. The survey was done by the National Coffee Association, the NCA. A strong U.S. market for the caffeinated beverage. The demand for soda and juice is on a year-long decline.
Yeah, I think people are getting away from that.
Coffee, bottled water, and tea have seen major growth in recent years.
That's a good thing.
Mid-90s, though, drinking coffee fell below 50%. Didn't I say call up if you want Home and Garden Shows, Susie?
I think you tickets? Scared him with that whole little conversation part.
All you got to do is call up.
Okay.
That's it. Free tickets. Ticket window's open. Call. Mm-hmm. No one's calling.
$12 value.
Per ticket?
Per pair.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's spring, people. You need to prep your garden.
Hello. At-home consumption continues to be the dominant spot for demand of coffee, with 79% of those surveyed saying that they had a cup of coffee at home the previous day. Coffee consumed at cafes and other out-of-home locations totals only 36%. So most people are drinking their coffee at home.
Mm-hmm. We have one of those double brewers, you know, that has the pot and the single-serve Keurig part of it.
Nice.
Like you can do either option. That's how much we drink.
Yeah. What about you, Paul?
Pretty sad.
I love
you
don't the do smell it. Of it.
Yeah, but you don't drink coffee.
Nope.
Does Lady T do it?
Yep.
She drinks coffee?
Love the smell, though.
Yeah, me too. I love the smell, and I love drinking it. Let's see. What else do we want to know? Oh, demand for gourmet coffee, like espresso-based beverages and ready-to-drink beverages like that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
48% of millennials say that they had a cup of that type of coffee. They have that daily. So half of the millennials like the espresso.
A little shot of espresso. Yeah.
There's been a huge shift towards gourmet coffees in the U.S. Gourmet represents over half the market. And use of smartphone apps and delivery. 9% of Americans who drink coffee in the past week said that they ordered it through an app.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Certain cities that allow it, I'm sure.
You can get your McDonald's coffee on your app, and they'll bring it out to you.
Oh, my.
That's just crazy, though.
I don't think they have
like
a minimum.
That's my line.
I think I'm going to do that now.
What? Get the app so you can have them bring it out to you?
Get an app for McDonald's so they
can. Oh, look at that. Now people are playing along. Maybe I was speaking Chinese and I didn't realize it.
Well, no, they just had to think a minute and realize, wait a minute, I probably want to go to that because it is spring.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to Bree. Hello, Bree. You're on the queue. You want to go to the Home and Garden Show this weekend?
Sure.
Have you been before?
I have not.
And now you're not just calling up, to out of pity because I yelled at you.
Nope, I had to look up your number. You talked a little too fast.
How long have you been listening to the station, Bree?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? No, seriously, you haven't been listening like for weeks or months or years? You just started listening?
No, I always listen on my way to work, but I never listened to the number, I guess.
Yeah, well, it paid off now because you got a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
And where are you going to work, Bree?
I work at a dental office.
Nice. All right, hold the line. Susie, you got her hooked up? All right, Susie, hook you up.
Yep.
All right, how many pairs are we giving away here?
You're the boss.
What, do we have all six? We got Cheryl. You're on the queue. You want to go to the Home and Garden Show?
Yes, I would.
All right. Have you gone before?
No, I haven't.
So you'll be a virgin.
Yes.
Do you care? I mean, are you one of those yard Nazis where you're doing all your gardening and everything else and you're trying to show up your neighbors?
No, I don't try to do that, but I do like to be outside working in the yard.
Yeah, me too. Okay, all right, we'll hook you up with a pair. Hold the line. Linda, you're on the queue. You want to go to the Home and Garden Show?
Yes.
Who are you taking with you?
I'm not sure yet. It's open for conversation.
Are you married?
Oh, well, basically kind of widowed. So. Oh, okay.
Was it all your time spending out in the yard made him just give up on life? Or?
Oh, no.
That's a horrible thing to say. Linda, do not answer that. I'm an idiot. Don't answer that.
He is.
All right, we'll hook you up with the pair.
Alrighty, thank you.
Hold the line. So I can give all six lines away?
Yeah.
Is this one of those events that you pregame first? I mean, you're going to hit one of the bars down
Yes. Yes.
Before you go to the Home and Garden, absolutely.
You go to the Blarney and you throw back a couple of Guinness and then you go.
All the plants look good when you're drunk.
Karen, you're on the queue. Who are you taking with you, Karen?
Probably my husband.
Now, does he want to go or are you dragging his sorry butt there?
No, he would really be into it.
All right, so he's into the whole Home and Garden thing. Is he? Are you guys like neighborhood Nazis where you try to outdo all your neighbors?
No.
Okay, good. All right, hold the line because I hate people like you. But that's not her. Lisa, you're on the queue. You want Home and Garden tickets?
Yes.
Who are you taking?
Probably my mom.
Oh, you and your mom going to go? That'll be awesome. All right, hold the line, Lisa. Yeah. And the last caller is Rose. Hello, Rose. You're on the queue.
A flower.
Good morning.
I love it. All right, so your name is Rose. Does that mean you have a green thumb?
Absolutely.
Who are you going to take with you, Rose?
Probably my grandma.
Oh, cool. you and Nana. That's awesome. What's her name, Daisy? Good one, Trish.
No.
All right, Rose, hold the line. Everybody on hold, we'll hook you up. There you go, Susie.
Right with you.
Apparently, I need to slow down with the number.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Partly sunny today. Windy, a high of 39. Wind chills near 20. Tomorrow morning, some snow in the south and east.